Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to introduce this new series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Louis Limpiris is dedicated to community service. He directs the Dentistry and Service to the Community program at the UNC School of Dentistry. In the last year, the program provided more than $3 million of dental services to underserved populations in North Carolina. In addition to serving those in need, part of this program is providing dental students with opportunities to practice dentistry and gain an understanding of serving patients from our most vulnerable communities.
Dr. Limpiris was ready to leave the full-time workforce when UNC offered him a job he could not turn down.
I was working for the American Dental Association, and I had resigned my position. I was actually kind of semi-retired, riding my bicycle, doing some consulting work for foundations. And then I saw a posting on the Dental Public Health listserv, it's a listserv, that I routinely monitor. Director, Dentistry and Service to Communities. I was a dental public health leader, and I knew a lot of folks around the country. So I got on the horn and just say, what do y'all know about this position? Oh, it's at UNC. It's one of the best dental schools in the country. I'd lived in Chicago for 30-some-odd years before. I'd been stationed at Fort Bragg when I first got out of dental school. And had you told me that I'd be coming back to North Carolina, I would have said, no, that's never going to happen. So here I am. It really affords me the opportunity to bring to the students a very unique perspective on their role as future dentists based on my work at the Illinois Department of Public Health, with the American Dental Association, having been in private practice. I'm committed to social justice and health equity, and these are values that I bring to the table. And I think I'm having an impact on the students, too.
Most of Dr. Limpiris' dental students were looking to go into private practice. Over his first 5 years at UNC, he has given them a different perspective.
My research is focused on what's called experiential learning. It's a process by which students learn, not in the classroom, but through direct experiences outside of the classroom. And what I'm looking at is that really making a difference? We talk about social determinants of health, health equity, what it means to be a professional, the obligation one has not just to the patients that are in their practice, but to the whole community. I emphasize that in many ways they can make a bigger difference in people's lives by using their brains and their mouths rather than using their hands. I encourage them to consider being on a school health advisory board. If they, for example, were to make a recommendation about vending machines in schools, that can make a huge difference in the health of the kids in the community. So I try to make them see beyond the walls. That's my goal, is to really help them see beyond the walls of the office.
As part of UNC's DISC program, Dentistry in Service to Communities, UNC dentistry students use their skills to provide services and make our state a better place to live.
It's really one of the first programs like it in the nation. And through this program, all of our students are required to spend the entire 8 weeks during the summer between the third and the fourth year working in local health departments and community health centers and correctional facilities, veterans hospitals, both in urban and rural parts of North Carolina. They have students going from Pamlico County on the coast to Clay County as far west as you can.
The students not only are required to keep a record of their dental work in the field, but also share personal stories.
The experiences the students, they come back with. One young lady, I remember she wrote her essay, the title of it was The Children of Stanley County. And she said, I have never seen so much disease before. I never imagined children would have this much dental disease. So all of a sudden they found out that the child that they're treating has been in foster care and protective custody. And then they find out the stories about what these kids went through. So those are the kinds of stories that they come back with. It is transformative.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.